This is David in a Fulcrum podcast, and here in a room with Oliver Gunzler. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, David.
So here we are continuing our conversation.
Yes.
And every time when we record a conversation about this newly appearing science, electrobics, we don't actually know whether there will be a next podcast or not, but the responses, the processes, the workshops that have been happening.
Yeah.
So many responses coming and keen, enthusiastic responses and inquiries from around the world. And somehow the newness of it and the also vastness of it invites continuance in the sense of these conversations. And I also know from many people that I'm engaging with in various contexts, and I can see how the integration of electrobics into their lives can be so helpful. And it's always the case when something new appears, it takes time until it gets properly recognized, which to my own view, it's very much the case with electrobics.
It is actually. It is more and more as well, you know, kind of from the last 3-4 weeks, kind of there were different varieties of engagements in workshops and one by one, as well coachings, more and more people are really, it's not only interested, but I think they see the benefit of what it actually does to their own life in different variations, kind of like in relationship lives and business life. And that it's something which actually till now, not many people, maybe some people know it in themselves, but as more as a feeling sense, but to get conscious about certain lives in yourself is a very different level. And I know the electrobics and the movement keys of electrobics really help you actually to make things much more conscious in yourself, which might be already there, but not yet used or consciously taken up.
Well, we are already rolling. Curiously, you used the word conscious a few times, and that was very much on my mind approaching this conversation today. And one thing that I've also been noticing in engaging with people is that the intensity, the speeds that people find themselves in, we all find ourselves in, people includes us in a changing world, call for a new level of self-awareness and consciousness where placing tools at the hands of people, placing tools at our hands that make it possible for us to slow down and to develop, expand our awareness, our consciousness to the range of possibilities that live in us as human beings.
I think that's so hits the time we are living in. You know, as you said, things are becoming more and more, we get more and more information, we get more and more knowledge. There's as well, I think, the possibility of becoming actually more and more conscious and aware of many, many things, because things are more coming up front, but then we are as well faced that, I mean, there are psychologists, we say like normally 3% actually of what we are doing is maximally conscious in ourselves. So there's many, many things kind of not conscious. And I think these times are actually calling for taking conscious and awareness of your own life, of what is actually happening. Not immediately changing them, but actually really having the opportunity to consciously see what lives in you, what actually lives in and around you from different kind of energies we are having. So that really helps the movement keys. And electrobics is a very, very potent tool, I think, to really get into that level where even the word already, you know, electrobics is the first words are elect. So you actually start to choose what you actually let into your life, into your mind, into your emotions. So you start actually to consciously choose what you want in your life and not, which I think is an important part. If not in these times, you will be just thrown around from energies from here, because other people say that one, everybody has an opinion, says this, and everybody wants to get you into their own agenda in these times. So, but I mean, there's your life, and your life is actually unique. And you need to find, you not need to, but if you want to, and if you're on the journey actually to find out what your life is, and maybe you have a purpose, it becomes crucial to get conscious and to elect things into your life or take things out of your life which don't belong to you.
So if we look at the word self-election into a greater consciousness, I love this. This sounds great. So could you then provide a few little electrobic starters into the journey of expanding consciousness?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, if I would start, we are all aware of our consciousness that we're having a body. You know, most of them, actually, most of myself is thinking, okay, I'm my body, which is one kind of consciousness. But then we are more than our body. So even is the question, a starter question from electrobics is, are you a body or are you living in a body? ? And that might be the opportunity to actually change perspective in yourself about yourself. And that includes then the mind, because the mind is a crucial part actually of being human and has a really unbelievable, powerful potency with it. And then, because you're saying expanding the consciousness is, I think we are living in a time where things are not only changing, they're transforming. And one of the consciousness, and people are getting more and more conscious about that, the human has actually a radiation around his body, which is being called electromagnetic field, and which then later is being called the aura. So it's actually a science physic radiation, because there's electricity running through the body, and everywhere there's electricity, you have actually a magnetic field around. So are you open and willing to expand your consciousness that you're more than your body? Then you're more than your mind, and that you're actually having an electromagnetic field around you, which has a huge effect upon your thoughts, upon your feelings, and actually upon your life. And even do you expand that consciousness that it might be actually a part of you?
And we're very programmed for a form change in relation to technology, like how computers are changing and how mobile devices are changing, and we pay so much attention to form and shape and design. But when we look at ourselves and the human evolution, it's the idea that the nature of what we radiate is changing as well, that I can see so much an important part of the mindfulness and consciousness, instilling of new consciousness with electrobics.
And You talked about the technology and everything which is at the moment in most of the people's mind is kind of that the AI is kind of having such a huge effect upon the technique and upon life. And I still believe kind of that the human has intelligence naturally inherent in themselves and lodged, which is not yet at all discovered. There's intuitions, there's clairvoyance, there's capacities in the human design which are not yet discovered. And I do know from experience and as well from working with people that with movement keys for electrobics, you can actually start to connect to inbuilt wisdom and intelligence as well in the body, but as well in your aura. And that makes a difference if you are starting actually to use more of the human design, which is a highly intelligent. And it's not artificial, it's actually a human design and intelligence, which I think is beyond, and we just didn't had a lot of opportunities over the last decades to experience that one, because many things went into the technical realms, into the economy parts, and the human is a bit left behind. So, and I know electrobics actually opens up very different door that you actually start to connect to the human intelligence, which is far beyond what we till now actually experienced.
You're talking about bringing the evolutionary update that is happening, the transformation that is in the air, into our lives.
As a daily experience, not just as an, I know many people think about the aura that this is like an esoteric something, which is kind of beyond their daily life, which is actually not. I mean, from all the work, and some working with people, it's actually a natural consciousness you're having, and either you're aware of it or you're not, but it actually, it's there. It's not a question anymore, do you have one or you not have one? If you go to history, if you go to science in these times, even in medicine, they all speak about radiation, about electricity. And I read an article from 1911 in the New York Times, where they actually firstly kind of like introduced the aura and the human sphere.
Yes.
And so that's like 111, 12 years ago. It's just not being taken into our account. But if you go shopping, it's there. If you're in a relationship, it's there. In your business engagements, it is actually like a companion you all the time have with you. Either you're conscious or you're not. It doesn't, for the aura, it doesn't make a difference. For your life, it makes a huge difference if you have a conscious that you're actually much more than what you till now actually experienced. So while you're not taking a huge part, and you become, if you take that one into your life, you actually become much more wholesome.
Yes.
That's a huge difference. You feel very different, and you feel accompanied by something around you rather than only, oh, it's only me. There's something with you, which is very differently.
Yeah. As an example, this is just taking a little sidestep, but when we're talking about office design, designing cubicles for people to work in, when the nature and how the aura works and the shape even of the aura is not taken into account, it can cause incredible stress in people just because the energetic field are not working properly and are in constant friction.
Yeah, yeah. I have colleagues and friends, you know, they're writing books about it, that everything in life actually, you know, like the whole engagements of nature in between animals are actually kind of all related to the electromagnetic field of the planet, for example. And the human as well orientates themselves on certain energies, which till now, most of them are being put into the world of esoteric, and either you believe on it or not. I think, no, it's not anymore. They are as real as the table I'm seeing here, and they have the same effect. Just because I'm not conscious and aware of them doesn't mean that they are not there. So, I mean, it's very simple on one level.
Yeah.
Did you ever saw thoughts or did you ever saw feelings? So, I mean, can somebody explain me what are thoughts and what are feelings? Because you can't see them actually. But with electropics, you can actually start to influence them. There's certain movement keys, there's certain practices where you can actually start to get connected to your aura, which if your aura kind of like is being part of you, and you have with your mind and with the movements, you can influence, you can clean, you can protect actually parts into your aura, in your aura, around you, that will then later have an effect upon your thoughts and your feelings. So that's where you started. It's a new science, which I think appears in relation and out of these times, because we need a different response. I think whatever software brought us up to here will not continue working, because the times are, as you said, we are living in changing times. I think actually we are living in transformative times,
yes,
which is very different to only change.
Yes.
So
yes, we're very much living in a non-linear energetic environment. And I know in previous conversations you're using the term energetic training. So if we can look a bit more into like making a little bit tangible the connection between energetic training, movement keys, expand consciousness, if you can like touch upon one or two examples.
I mean, I think the first thing is the different perspective electropics comes from, you know, and if we start kind of on the physical level with electropics, it's that there's movements specific. We all do movements, but most of the movements we are doing is according to the culture terms as well, the speeds we are using and on that level. Electropics has a bit of a different view that, you know, the body is an energetic processing machine, and certain movements are quite related to the human purpose and how the energy is actually flowing in oneself. I think in the first podcast we have this example, you know, most of the people are aware about the traditional Chinese medicine where they need kind of, they have the meridians, which are energy traces on your body. So this is many doctors, and in medicine it's actually a very known fact that if you put needles in or things, or you put on them acupressure, then the energy and blockages will be released, for example. So that's physically, and you take that actually into the movement exercises as well. So you know that certain tensions in the muscles helping to either release energy or to stimulate energies. So stretching is very good for the lymphatic exercise, for the lymphatic system, for example, which helps you physically to release as well toxics out of your body. So there's general, the first is a very gentle physical exercises to actually release, stimulate, activate or balance energy into your body very specifically according to the human design and how the energy actually runs and in the traces in the body, or it's actually kind of there's batteries, so you can stimulate them, you can fill them up or release energy. That's the physical one. The second one is that you have a second level, I would say, is that you're starting to use your mind. So, for example, reasons why you do something, which is very different. Or you add other qualities into your movements you want to have in your life. Or you add, for example, colors into certain movements, because colors have actually an influence. It's different if you use green in your mind, or it's different if you use red or blue or white, for example, in your mind. They have a different effect, radiating either into your body or, for example, as well, kind of like out of your body. And so that's when you start to use the mind as well. Then you expand a bit and you get more conscious that what you're actually doing. So the first one, most of the time we're doing unconsciously, we do movements. The second part is then you add the mind to it, which it's very differently. If you know the reason why you do it, it has actually a much more power behind it. So you can actually start to put mental pictures, for example, mental colors, reasoning and other things to it, which makes a huge difference. And then that's why it's being called as well. It's a body, mind and aura training. And then the next level is that you start to expand your awareness into the aura. And then you take the aura. And as I said, there's the meridians on the body. If you call the meridians or traces as energy traces in your aura, you can as well start to clean them. You can actually release energy. You can release blockages. You can strengthen certain parts in yourself. So you start actually to get into the causing realms where the body is the symptom and the manifestation of your aura. So you start actually to start in that realms where things are starting rather than only being on the result. And that's when you start to expand your awareness, your conscious from the body, you add the mind, and you add the aura as well into it. So that's parts of that journey to expand actually and train your consciousness into different levels of the human.
Wow. Yes. So you're touching upon, again, every conversation we have touches upon like expanding enormity, I would say, because there really are, this is a science that it takes a person. I know that we can get very quick results in it.
Yes.
As well as a lifelong journey at the same time. Like there's a very short term and a long term dimension. And I'm specifically leading this, pointing to the unseen worlds, energetic unseen worlds that live or can live in our aura, in a person's aura. Because it's not a fixed thing. Like a person can introduce healing energy into the aura through how they use their mind.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, you can. I mean, there is potential, but that's the training. You know, I know in these times we are very quickly. This calls for training. It just not happens automatically. This is like something you start to introduce. I had from the workshops on the weekend, three people had a conversation where I said like, wow, what I'm starting to perceive that this is actually a relationship, which I'm starting to get a relationship with my mind, and I'm starting a relationship actually with my aura. And that's what it started with them. And if you want to introduce healing energies into your aura, if you want to stimulate certain things in your aura, if you want to get qualities in your aura you might miss in your life, you know, you want to be more patient, you want to be more hopeful, you want to be more calm into your mind, or whatever you choose in your life, you can actually elect things, you know, that's where you can choose actually what you actually want to have in your life. And you can as well choose what you don't want to have in your life, but that's part of the journey and the training. You start to become conscious, and then you really can stimulate, for example, there's like traces, energetic traces for healing based in your electromagnetic field. And if you start with the movement keys to go through them, they get actually started as well, and they will be actually of help and support your health and your healing journey if you are on that one, if you choose that.
I feel that the mention of self-election is such a poignant, deep point, also in the way of bringing this little podcast to a point, to a landing. And because I'm seeing that one of the struggles that I think most people alive are facing is to find that quiet place in oneself from which a person can look inside and look outside and make clear choices, because there's so much that interferes with people making clear, sensible choices about themselves, where they want their life to go, what is important, what is not important, what really is meaningful and what is not very meaningful. And I see that you're making the connection here. Electrobics, rather, is making that connection. And I think this is a really good point to conclude this for today.
Yeah, I can see that in, you know, the time we are living in, it, everything is filled up and fills one lives up with ideas, with marketing, with information. So we are actually full. And if you're full of things which want to have something from you, you hardly can hear and feel and listen to your inner lives, and you're not actually at home. So I think if you start what you said with, you start to elect what you will let in, or if you have things which you might want to leave or let go of quicker, that you actually can create in yourself a sanctuary from where your life then actually can make a journey. But then it's your life making a journey, and you choose what is you, what is not you, and what do you want in your life. It's a bit kind of, I had this example yesterday from somebody. If you invite guests into your house, if they don't behave, you wouldn't invite them again. So many things are like guests, you know, certain emotions we get from other people, informations. Why do we have them in ourselves? So, but the first step is, do you actually find ways into yourself, a home where you actually start, choose which journey you want to have, but that needs a quiet sanctuary place in yourself. And the electrobics and the movement keys actually help that you start to feel yourself and who and what you are actually. And that's a very different starting point, because then you become more connected in yourself and with yourself, rather than being filled up with so many things that life puts upon our life in these times.
And I see also that the electrobics, if you're talking about key movement, these are ways to power a person's self-election.
Yeah.
So that it becomes a powerful force in the person, rather than having to struggle with what the world wants you to elect into. It's your decision what you want to elect into. And that decision gets powered, powered.
Yeah. It's aware of everyone, but I think this is an important, most important part of the human journey, that the human has actually a choice. So you're not the victim of your surrounding. You're actually having a choice to consciously take up your life and make your life purposeful as you want to have it purposeful. So that's very different than just being thrown around by anything which comes around the corner.
What a potent point to conclude this little conversation between us today, and I hope that many would find it helpful.
Yeah, that would be really great.
And you know where to find Oliver?
Yeah, I mean, you happily find it on the website, on the www.humanblow.com, and there's as well the new courses for 2024 on it in different places, as well online courses. So I'm really looking forward to further engagement, to find ways to actually engage with people and to help to expand their conscious, taking up their own life in a very different context.
Great. So, there we go.
Yes. Thanks a lot for the invitation, and it was a pleasure to have a really good, inspiring conversation.
Yes, absolutely. So, let's see where this wants to go next.
Yes. Thank you.